Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
And again.
I think it's quite a long intro on this one.
It's very long.
But the classic track, though.
When it used to, after a while, though, back in the days, this tune became a bit overplayed for me.
Oh, yeah.
31 seconds. Arms house, your mum's house.
This makes me want to, like, dash Utes off the fucking pavement into the school bus and slap. People used to bowl through the rave just slapping little white kids out of the way like me. Like,
oh, no! Long dark tunnel.
This is why I'm upset about getting old. Still listen to these kind of tunes all the time. Yeah, and then have flashbacks of like being 18 and wearing Versace, do you know what I mean? Never get it out of your head.
That is a flashback tune.
Because I'm constantly listening to rhythms like that.
Yeah.
All the time.
That was Valley of the Shadows by Origin Unknown from 1997. Pure jungle.
16 years old, bro. That's why that's resonating with me so much. Yeah. In 97, I was 16. That is like the most absorbent year of all absorbing years. Oh. You know what I mean? The shit you did when you were 16.
And it was also one of those tunes where as soon as you heard that,
that's what I was saying. It's kind of
when you hear it mix it in with another track and you're like, oh shit, it's coming. Long dark tunnel, oh shit.
Those raves.
Oh, the raves were sick, man.
That time and that music.
Yeah,
Parent's like that. My mum and dad are like that about the music they like. I'm sure my utes are going to be like, like some of the people slightly younger than us, the way they talk about grime, you know, like when you was there at that age, at the beginning of grime, some of them are like, you're just like, mate, you just don't know about it, bruv.
Yeah.
You just don't know nothing about no graph, bruv. Like, jungle was like ridiculous.
Isn't it, man? Do you think kids nowadays are, because I think music has become more and more and more disposable and, you know, you don't get hits like you used to get. Like, there were hits that would be in the number one charts for like fucking weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah, now there is no chart. Quicker. You know
it's
what I'm
a
saying?
Throwaway team.
Churning things out. So I don't know if it will be the same, but maybe there will. I mean, who knows? Like, people get nostalgia now from like memes and shit. Like, oh, remember that meme from 2008?
Shut up, like, that is so
boring. I know. Like,
but it's probably true. I can't. That sort of shit.
It's messed up.
That sort of shit, I can never get my head around, man.
True. But Theme, we can't ramble too much because the reason why we played that tune, you know, the Long Dark Tunnel exhibition from, what was it, Thursday? We got exclusive access to the opening, not the opening night, the night before the opening night. You know what I mean?
Best mates with all of them, bruv.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was a 10-foot Fume and Tox exhibition down in central London, down at the Arts Arcade thing.
It was sick.
It was great. It was, man.
It was nice to get an invite to like that little kind of inside because of the free beers, bruv. Yeah, bruv, the geese are pouring the sangria, bruv.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention about the geese. Shut up, bro. Yeah. I went up to him. It was you who told me it was here.
Yeah.
Do you remember what my words were to you? Shut up. Yeah. That's all I said. Do you remember?
Exactly. We got to meet some legends. Yeah.
It's like pouring the sangria. I'm like, shut up. Straight up to him. Yeah. He's up. He's like higher up pouring the sangria. I'm just going to do this.
Theme just went up. Yeah.
It's exactly how I greet my mate Mike. Like when we were playing football at home, he's like, proper geezer, lemon squeezer. I just went up to him.
We can say who it is.
His face. No, I don't want to say who it is.
He's not going to be there anymore. surely.
Yeah, but I don't want to say who it is.
Fair enough. Because I want to say who I met. I got to meet some legends that I haven't met before.
But this geezer, shut up! This geezer looks at me and he's like, what's this geezer doing? Like, this geezer I've never met.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he goes and he leans over and he's like, mate, I don't know who you are. That's all he said to me. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And I refuse to back down. Like that. I said, I don't give a shit, bro. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
Oh, the most influential writer of nearly of all time in London, bro.
Isn't it? And you know what he said to me? He goes, I recognise you from somewhere.
I recognise your ways.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? Man knows me.
I was thinking, imagine going up to a writer if it was like one of them ones, you're going up to a writer or you gave a shit.
Mm.
And they said to you, I don't know who you are. Politely to your face, it'd be such a massive put down.
Oh, man.
It's like, bruv, I know who you are, bruv.
Now, there was
sangria.
Super legends in the building, fucking... I want to give a shout out to a couple of them, not all of them, because I'm not going to remember, but fucking, I got to meet Petro, which was great. He's such a lovely bloke as well. Nice Petro guy.
You got SWAT in the house.
Oh,
SWAT,
yeah.
Come and have a word with man.
Yeah, big him up, man.
Said, you better pipe down, you little you. I said, yes, man, sorry.
And fucking, who else did we meet? Fucking.
Big him up, though. Big up SWAT for coming and have a word. You know
what I mean?
No That's doubt. Cool. Little things like that. It's nice.
Who else was there? Fucking, I'm drawing a blank now. There's so many people
Big
there.
Big man like sweats on cans, Paris in the house, yeah. Only pizza, bruv. Shut up, bruv.
Paris Shut was up, in the house bruv. For sure, man.
You know that them two, you know they fucked off and went and did something. You know it.
I mean, yo, it's inevitable.
B and him in the same room at the same time said, there's no, I was like, bruv, you got to bring me in. he didn't even look at me, bruv.
They were like, who are you again? They were like, who are you?
Bruv, shut up. I said, you two are blatantly going out. You got to bring me in. And he just looked down because he's like mad tall. And he just laughed in my face, bruv.
There was bare people there. It was a great turnout. Look, let me just explain, like, to the people who maybe aren't from London, who can't get here in time to watch the exhibition. I think it's there till when? The 13th of April. Yeah. So it's on till 13th of April.
On a Tuesday.
Mm.
Maybe a Monday as well. But it's open and it's there. And if you can't find it, you're a mug.
Yeah, it's in Piccadilly, so you can't miss it.
Come up the stairs, opposite Lily White's, where you used to get your cricket whites.
And it's just huge fuck-off 10-foot fume and tox tags, you know? And by the end of the night, there was tags all around it, man. Like, everyone leaving just put themselves up on the way out. And it's not like anyone could say anything, you know what I mean?
It's when you're in that Central, that is there, you know? It's, you know what I mean? It's sick. They could have put anything there.
I had
and
a
they
moment.
Just said, nah, we're just going to put fuck-off reaches there. And I sent him a text and I said to F, could you imagine if, you know, getting nicked for all the graph in that in London, could you imagine when you're sitting in the cell, if someone could tell you the future and say, this is going to be there in Piccadilly Circus, bruv, like that, like opposite, like that famous kind of all them screens, you know, turn around and there's just that.
Bruv, I had a moment like
that. You would have never believed it.
And obviously, big up them free, of course, you know, salute them. But for me, it was like more a cultural thing, like graph in general, like where it's come to now, where I was just standing there, Piccadilly Circus, looking at those tags, big on the wall.
But them London tags as well. That's what I was
And there was
about.
No, it was
in
no
London.
Frills. It was no frills. They didn't dress just it up. Ridge. They didn't put a nice frame around it. They didn't. It's just three fat tags. You know what I'm saying? I was
this
like,
is what you nicked us for, you cunts. And now look at us now. That's what it felt like to me. These words here, you cunts. And now look.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fuck you, mother.
So now on the opening, they had people dressed up as like TI agents and shit. And like they dressed the whole thing up to look like the entrance of a train station, scratchies on the doors and shit. And on the elevator, they had the, you know, the footprints thing, the old school footprints thing, going up the escalators and all the pictures, you know, with all their prints going up the, you know, just stand like, it was just really, the attention to detail was great, man. You know, the yellow, the red and the green lines on the walls.
The attention to detail in Fumes paintings. They're almost like,
I'm getting to
like,
that.
It's so jokes.
I'm talking
so
about really. The decor of the building. They transformed
the decor of the building.
The decor was great. And, you know, everyone, yeah, they were selling prints downstairs and stuff. And then
they had buckets of beers.
Yeah, so but buckets. That's standard, man. It's an art opening, man. Free booze is standard procedure. But yeah, we were definitely, sorry, Akit, helping ourselves to beers. Happy birthday, Akit.
Akit was there.
Yeah, everyone was there, man. Oh yeah, big up Zonk was there. Fuck yeah, who else? Everyone was there, man. Big and ICU and all them lot.
ICU was there. Debug was there. Yeah, Debug was there.
Debug. Fucking, I'm drawing a blank, guys, man. Doubter. Big up Doubter, man.
Doubter was there.
I'm pretty, well, I was hanging out with him afterwards, day. So I'm pretty sure he was in the place. Because we all went to the pub.
Oh, in the pub after.
Yeah, but I'm sure he was in there. I'm sure he was, man.
Form was there.
Form, Pixie.
Pixie 62.
Yeah, anyway, so boom, we go up the escalator, then you're inside the place, and you know, they had a Toxis section over there, Fumes section over there, a Tempest section over there. Obviously, there was some overlap. They had a big shrine to Robbo, King Robbo in the corner, with a mad video showing mad footage of all sorts of cool shit. Now into the individual pieces of art. There was one thing, though, Theme. I just want to say one thing.
You've said a lot. I haven't said shit.
I know.
Get it out, bruv.
Okay, let me get one more point and then you can go take over. The train. They built a train out of wood and then they did dubs and a throw up on the side of the train. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with that and I get it, you know what I mean? But I thought maybe they'd have a bit more creativity than that. Fair enough. It's in a tunnel and they recreated the station, all that. And I guess it ties in with all that, but
they've already had the creativity in the pieces that they're doing.
That's true.
That's
I know.
Why you're there. You're not there for the trade, but I guess they had to do that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
that's where
I
they
know.
Came from. Dubs on the train.
Yeah. But I thought they could have been a bit more creative with it. That's just on the point of the train thing alone. For me, I just kind of had a little bit of an eye roll. Yeah. Not a massive one because I did have a great experience and it's great, but you know, just building
some
a train and bragging on it. It's like
little reaches appeared on that train.
You know, oh yeah. Yeah. By the end of the night.
Boog looking reaches, bro.
Maybe that was the point of it, is so people tag on it. I have no idea. But anyway, that's the only kind of negative thing I wanted to say. But yeah, go on, Theme. Your experience of the.
Well, my experience. I liked that fucking Fume piece above the escalator.
Mmm. Nice.
So all the pieces were sold. So someone's bought that. Some lucky chief has bought that.
Mmm.
Okay. Do you remember the piece above it?
Yeah, of course, the purples and blues.
My face is acting like you don't know. Yeah. I thought it was banging, bruv. I thought it was. I just can't get over the geezer who was pulling the sangria.
Yeah,
these type of things would make it very difficult to concentrate on other things. Mm. Alex was there. Big up that video that he made. That was actually a sick video.
Which
that
video?
Was a sick video. You didn't see it?
Oh, the one next
there was
to the
like
rubber.
Fume pieces. Yeah, you know those fume bits there, behind there? Mm. He'd taken dust.
I was going to say about that.
I think probably from G, you know, him, innit? Yeah. Oh, go G, getting the best dust around, yeah. Goes to get the dust, sprinkling it on the canvas and team.
Yeah, there's jokes, man, when
Joker.
I talk about that detail.
I like little bits like that, you know what I mean? No, but there was a sick video. It was a sick video around there. You might not have seen it. It was kind of like on that bend.
Yeah, it was next to the Robbo thing. I did watch it, but it was like on a loop, but it was going on. I didn't watch the whole thing, nah. Oh, yeah, I got to meet Percy as well. No Mercy Percy.
Was No Mercy there?
Yeah. Salute to him.
And I'm sure we're leaving people out. But yeah, it was a
wicked
vibe.
Yeah, we're leaving
vibe,
bare people out.
Vibe.
There was bare people there.
But then the detail in Fume's pieces does give me joke.
It's like
you were saying on the phone, you're like, "Rah, what is going on in this guy's mind, man?" Because some of these things, there's like gremlins with like that are in bat form coming down into like into
like
these
a punk
with mad eyes, like
trailing off a thing, and then like yeah, gremlins and like
nitty
like
kind of eyes. It's weird kind of
because he's so such a like down to earth, reasonable, cool fucking dude. When you sit and chat with him, and then like you look at one of his paintings, you go, "Rah, I do not want to look in the mind of this man," you know,
of the great one. Like, what is this?
It's pretty madness. Mad. Yeah, I love
but they
it.
They were wicked bits.
And he put us up in the, because there's always little tags in the background. Yeah. I think on two of his pieces, we did got a little amber theme in there, so salute
Tox
to him.
Tox going in with the old, like, kind of abstract, kind of circular, all the circular and the linear bits of the different colours of the underground lines and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. We were having a bit of a joke, and I hope I was chatting to. I think it was. I don't even mention because I hope Tox takes this in the right way. I'm sure he will because he doesn't.
You're gonna gun him, Tox?
I'm not gonna gun him. I'm gonna say
the fucking podcast shut down.
I'm gonna. Okay, I can cut this bit out, Dean. But you tell me.
Why did the three greatest train writers of London ever fucking put a train in their own art gallery? Like that's just real.
Yeah, I think it's not so creative. But anyway. No, Tox isn't well known for doing wild style pieces with bare colors. Yeah. So it was nice to see him do something with color. You know what I mean? Now it was very crude. It was very like brash. Still quite
Tox.
Very Tox. And that's what I liked about it. You know what I mean? Like ICU was saying how they used to struggle getting him to use any sort of color. Like he'd always have a chrome and a black and just do a Tox.
Stop doing a dark, bruv. You know what I mean?
And he'd try to get them to, like he was telling me stories, like he was making me laugh about trying to get Tox to use color to paint a piece, you know? And how Tox was like, I'm not into any of that. That's not my goal.
Your colors.
To paint a wild style. I just want to batter every single train that comes into this yard, you know? And that ethos is hilarious. But then to see him do these, you know, colorful pieces.
That ethos
pieces,
is beautiful, though, as well. Just, I mean, in every single thing I see.
It was good to see him, you know, branch out a bit and into some color. You know what I mean? So that was great. And also, didn't you reach out to 10 Foot, right? And he told you a few things. Yeah. You took some notes or something. Let's get into some exclusive notes from old 10 Foot.
And there was a couple of the classic. What did he do? You got a poster, no?
I got a poster. Yeah, I got one of all three of their tags. I got a little.
And is that? I didn't ask you. Is that poster the thing that is outside? Just the reaches.
Yeah. It's like the back page. The back page of the big issue. That back page, if you look at it, it's like the advert.
Oh, yeah, it was in the big issue, bruv.
In the back page of the big issue. Yeah, big up the big issue.
I couldn't get mine for days and days. Yeah. The lady disappeared.
Well, there was a guy outside selling them when we were going in.
So I got fucking one. 2 cent in the fucking post and one outside in Crapton.
So but can three, I want to speak on that for a minute as well, man. To you know, because obviously people sell art and stuff, you know, to make money and things like that. Yeah, there you go. That's it. But I love that little touch of using the big issue. And apparently it was the most sold issue of the big issue ever in the history of big issue.
And Amber, can you see your reach on there?
No.
Pussy eyed.
All right. And then again, he just pulled up the front page of the big issue, which had all tags on it. Now, I love that move because, you know, obviously, and you were telling me as well that the advertising in the big issue for that episode of Big Issue, they got rid of any big corporation adverts. All the adverts are in there for mom and pop stores and for small businesses. Yeah. So
Aunt Jemima's arepas from Colombia, you know.
So
what
they
mean?
Didn't get any money from the advertising off that thing. So it was a pure charity thing. For people who don't know, the Big Issue is a magazine sold by homeless people to raise money for homelessness and stuff like that. It's a really good cause. It's been around. A Big Issue's been around for as long as I can remember, man. It's a great publication. It's a great thing to support, you know. It's a way of getting people off the streets and stuff, man, because the governments won't fucking do it. So, you know, we got to do it ourselves.
They get it for £2 and they shot it for £4.
Exactly.
Those ladies outside the...
But I would say if you do buy a copy of the Big Issue, give them a couple extra quid as well. Like, you know what I mean? Why not? You know, but anyway, whatever. Moving on.
So I spoke to 10 Foot. And asked him what was going on, like what was his, like, you know, inspiration behind the show? Why was it happening? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he sent us a little something, a little almshouse exclusive for the almshouse family.
Hold on.
Almshouse to your mum's house.
Hold on, bro. I've got to do that. And he said, none of us lot ever put a crown above our tags. Now we've done something mainstream and we might get big reviews, but it don't put us above anyone. The show was installed by London writers, painted by London writers. It's a family thing.
Boom.
We were saying. And nothing beats stuff like the current trashment of Bakerloo line insides. The absolute body bagging. Not inspired by the almshouse. I cannot go to jail for that.
Almshouse to your mum's house.
Yeah.
Then Bakerloo's currently a museum on wheels. And luckily, you can ride it straight out the door. You know what I'm saying? From the show, which is true.
There you go.
But speaking for myself, I want to give graffiti some new legs, a new push for a new generation, because I feel like some old writers delude themselves into thinking they're the essence, because they once were once upon a time. But nowadays, those people are just grumpy gatekeepers and they sit on Graff's neck. You're strangling the fucking Graff! Dicks! Shut your grey beard face up, bruv. You know what I mean? It doesn't surprise me that there's barely any fresh blood and that London Graff has gone blue in the face. Like I said.
It's in a chunk hole, son.
You know what I mean? Who's doing that? The old 80s, like, oh, back in my day, you know, yeah, I don't know nothing about no Graff. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I was selling maps. Now I can sell maps for £20 down Latimer Road. You know what I mean? You don't know nothing about no Graff. Us lot learned from Fume. He treated us like equals when we were fucking toys. He brought the ladders. He had the mission. We were starstruck by him. But it never even occurred to him because he's a bad man and that's how it should be. I inserted the bad man video just to try and get the extra stars on the McDonald's badge. Yeah, that was me, bruv. I said I put the bad man bit in. That bit was me, bruv. All of this semi... Listen to this bit, Amber.
Go on.
All this semi-legal shutter stuff that is popular on the internet makes me feel like this culture has hit the internet rocks. Las roques de la internet. Joder. Which is a big, big, big thing, huh? But then Bass sends me his latest panel with 75 Paris Sonny's pizza. And the whole thing feels like Free Willy jumping over them internet rocks out into the free ocean. Bass opening up them gates, letting that liquor flow, baby. The birds are slipping off their feet. Damn. He just wants people to know this is for the love of fucking Graff. And everyone who's real inside fucking Graff and everyone who's contributed and is Graff. This is for Graff.
Mm-hmm.
Big up 10 foot, big up Tox, absolutely. Big up Fume. Fume being the undisputed king of what, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Tox then being the 2000s, 01, 02, 03, 04. Shut up, bruv.
You exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
That's not a lie. Like, there's no one touching that.
What was they saying? BTP had his face as their screensaver in the office. I remember hearing
that.
I don't know, but it was, someone told me that and made me crack up, man. Obviously, we don't know how true it is, but
I wouldn't be. We don't know if that's true.
I'm talking back in those days, you know. I wouldn't be surprised, man. Fucking hell.
And then foot in the after talks, man. Yeah. You know, the three like in the linear of bombardment.
It's pretty crazy, yeah. Pretty nuts. Of that Bash, no frill. That
big Bass in the background saying, hey, hold it down, lads. Hold it down.
I'm sure there's a few people who, and there's always going to be hating and stuff like that. And that's part of it, to be honest, as well. And I'm sure they're expecting it as you know, you could see in that little phrase that he wrote. You know,
he's basically trying to take the bitter 80s writer's character completely out of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to kill him.
Well, that's what we're kind of doing.
The Keller Killer character killed as well.
Yeah.
He's killing my characters.
DDS.
Real graphic. It's not about doing, like, do you know what I mean? It's not about doing, do you know, like an exhibition. Do you know what I mean? That's not about real graph, though. Do you know what I mean?
You know that a comment about the shutters, the half legal shutter thing. Yeah, it's kind of got out of hand, man. Like, because there was a time when people were just painting shutters and then the shopkeepers just didn't give a shit, you know? And then it got to a point where people...
But there was a time when if you got a whole dub with a fucking border around the shop shutter, that was at a banging reach.
Yeah.
Now it's not a banging reach.
But then...
You know, if you just blatantly said, oh, look, if I paint it for you, no one will get tags on it.
Yeah, exactly that I was going to say. That people started going to the shopkeepers and going, look, if you don't like tags on your thing, I'll do a little painting on there so you can stop people tagging.
That's so good, yeah, that the people around here, they won't dog it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which was, I mean, to be honest, it's another way of getting up and it was just people using ways to do it. But then it got to a point where now it's like, yeah, it's like a done thing. You could do the shutters, you know what I'm saying? And it's this, like, Yeah, it's kind of lost its appeal now to a certain degree, you know? The thing they were trying to get rid of was the tagging on the shutters. That was the fucking, that's the beautiful thing that they were trying to get rid of. You know what I mean? Which, again, is counterproductive.
There's nothing quite like, you know, there's nothing quite like a particular kind of news agent, an old school one, which has got like them awnings, that, like says Marlboro, Benson and Hedges along it, or like blue and white Rothmans and that, those kind of ones that you used to get, bruv.
Yeah,
and then the shutter was pulled down, and the reaches on it everywhere. You had to be lucky if you find a spot. There's something beautiful about that.
Listen, okay, look, we've gone in a lot on the 10-foot thingy. Big up all them lot. You know, we may well speak more on it in the future if
big up all of them.
I wanted to say as well a big shout out to BAP for last episode, man. That was, it's really gone down well. He's such a, you know, good guy, really nice guy.
Lemon squeezer.
It was a great little chat.
True geezer.
Actually, this shit theme, now's the time we'll pick a winner for last week. I don't know if you can quickly look up last week's episode on YouTube, pick a comment from there, and they win a BAP, you know, like underground map. These, you just did a throw up.
Do it. They aren't, I mean, could you imagine these things? Every Wednesday is a dope day nowadays because of one thing.
Arms house to your mum's house.
House to your
mum's house. No, it's not that. House. Son. Who's that comment?
And that has been sent in by Indo Dougie C. Indo Dougie C. Thanks for sending that in. You have just won. What is his? You just won the BAP thing?
The BAP thing. Yes, there we go.
The BAP throw up B with the arms out to your mum's house reach all across the London Underground map.
Salute, okay, BAP. Thank you, man, for that. We'll do a part two, I reckon, in the future.
And then you saw him again at Akit's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Akit.
Pulling off one of those burner pieces, not listening to my advice about go back to your fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Old crap that he just won't do. But sensational. Maddie, I've still got these, bruv.
Oh, yeah. We're going to give that away.
We've got a bunch of these talking about giving. We've got three of these. We could give away three.
No, we'll give away one. Just one. We're going to give... Okay, theme is just held up to the camera. Another London Underground map with a Fatoff Zonk tag done in the...
Infamy
ink, the Vampire Violet ink. Classic Violet Zonk tag. So whoever leaves a comment under this episode here, we'll pick one. We'll pick one next week and we will send you that Zonk tag on the map. So yeah, leave a comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Maybe you went to the 10-foot thing. Let us know what you thought about it down below in the comments. Big up. I want to reiterate.
Big up Funk for putting me in GFS last night. I want to announce that on the pod. He said, you're the baddest writer in West London. I've always wanted to put you in GFS. I couldn't do it until now. I've spoken to everyone. They all love you. They've all said, yeah, absolutely fine, absolutely bless. And he wouldn't, end of the day, he changed his mind. He said, I can't do it, team. I can't. Just before I go home, I just want to let you know you're not in GFS.
So he did it. He did a Drax. He let you in just for 30 seconds.
No, he didn't even do that. No,
all right, sweet. Now, listen, that was at Akit's birthday paint up. You know, there was, again, BAP was there, Funk and fucking, you know, Debug and Loot and Skew and all the heads, Alk and Clap and Plug and all the man there, man. Big them all up, man. And big up Akit. There was a wicked party afterwards. It was lots of fun. Great to see everybody. Salute Doubter. I had a good heart-to-heart with Doubter, man. We talked about something really interesting as well that I want to bring up on the pod, but maybe in a future episode. Maybe even he'll jump on. I doubt it, but Doubter will come on, but it's a big salute to him anyway. I love that guy. And he had his hair right. He didn't have his hat on, man.
He'd just come back from Clay Pigeon.
Yeah, Clay Pigeon.
Oh!
He did look like that.
Like a fabulous man.
Now, big him up, man.
Like
every
a
time.
Worldwide traveler.
Also, I can't forget, I got a big up Zach from Peckham. Salute Zach from Peckham. You know who you are. I'm only kidding. And also it's Peckham,
like Peckham, bruv. Peckham,
Peckham Paint Box, a new graph shop up in Peckham. Go look it up. If I find the link, I'll put the link below. I think they might have an Instagram account. I'm not sure, but I'll put the link below if I find it. Peckham Paint
when
Box.
When I'm in Peckham shooting, man, yeah?
Yeah.
And you need it.
Yeah.
For every man that you, everybody that you get on the way to the shop, yeah, they give you a free New York fat cap, bruv.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, big up Ingo and Skew as well. I saw them lot down there. Oh, not just Skew.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Sykes and a couple other heads. No, big them all up. Listen, let's get into a tune and then go for... Then we got some listener questions.
No, but ban your tune for 1 second. Ban your tune for 1 second.
What's up?
But play the tune. Play the tune. We'll do the Arms House salute afterwards.
Yeah, this is a tune theme chose. It's Cyrus, Malachi and Capo. A track called True Spill.
Oh, the Capo. I never heard this tune until today.
Okay. I don't think I've
ever heard in my life. So don't shoot me down.
Let's go.
But I was in the gym and they had the Spotify on the shuffle, but shuffle into tunes that you liked in.
Mm-hmm.
The AI shuffle.
Yeah.
Soon people who shuffle tunes won't even have a job. And it came on today. I was like, yo, this first verse, bruv, was sick. It might even get a pull-up and ting.
We've been singing Capo's praises a lot here on the pod, man. The guy is truly skilled.
Yeah, way before we started Arms House.
But I'm just saying. Capo, big up Capo, man. All right, True Spill, Cyrus, Malachi and Capo.
Capo's verse. This is the second half of the verse.
Listen. DJ Drinks. Music in my blood, I let it thicken up and clot together. I pick the scab up off the surface of the vinyl, cutting deep into the groove. I let it serve as a reminder that the purpose for the rhyme is for my own sake.
I picked the scab off, and then he's leaving it as a reminder to remind him of the...
Yeah, let's go.
Arms House to your mum's house.
DJ Drinks.
Music in my blood, I let it thicken up and clot together. I pick the scab up off the surface of the vinyl, cutting deep into the groove. I let it serve as a reminder that the purpose for the rhyme is for my own sake. Mental welfare when I release bars, I recharge on beat breaks. Dark hearted like a Marlowe, spill up more quotes than Philip Marlowe. More lines than barcodes, my location's either in the attics or the basement. Interest was never in the covers but the contents. I don't suffer fools, glad to avoid human contact. Before long they take without consent, run them like I'm Carl Lewis, Sebkos or Christophe Lemaitre's. Part cyborg and part matrix, no human errors. Android cops, my code name is Dabble. Ghost in the shell, North Face and Birkhouse and Pablo with the Nike ticks. On my feet, cap and matching gloves, I'll be catching wildfires faster than I spoke the verse. Sick as flu symptoms, I spread vicious cycles, releasing motion pictures from my spoken words. So what's your life worth? Certificates and papers are the products of your life's work. The etchings of a paintbrush on a canvas of a 12-10 versus dime a dozen. What is prices of the breaths in? What's the pauses and the gaps mean? Hundreds of a second verse latency deliver differences between standard and official language. I break through theories, no two theories of this music are exact same. I'm looking for exact change. Rap defines me, not my national insurance or my last name. I'm dug deep, hidden from a system I've been snuck by. I can't sleep, keep my head and shoulders way above tides. Move against current, skip against grains constant. Will to make a living with my left brain. I'm true spill, tell it from the voice and in my neck vein. I spill true, tell it from the verses in a fresh game. I still do.
That rhyme pattern there is nice.
Very nice.
When he said, I'm defined by rap. I'm a national insurance on my last name.
Rap mariners, don't put in the smoke of these fiends. Magnanimous, disseminating juice for your dreams. Like dialysis, I'm the ghost in the machine. Mutilate like mangas, repudiate with stanzas. Amputate your hands like Abu Hamza's. You're not worthy of holding a pen. Smoke you like my Percy, call it rolling a stem. Van Persie with the ballpoint. Murder you verbally, they don't plant. Popping your bones out the bull drain. My elocution, execution by electrocution. Fry you in the chair, eyeballs protruding. The heat singe your hair, my rhyme tools exuding. Swagger like Fred Astaire, I'm very rare. Like a black man in Delaware. Build a network, that's why I keep the celly there. You're emasculated, like a Fendi pair. Yo, step into the dragon's lair like Skyrim. Caught up in my maelstrom, your man spin. 7 inch.
But the facts are, like, your man bodied that song.
Yo, Capo came with it, man.
Bodied that verse, bruv.
Yeah.
The second half, there's so many bits in that, but when he says, I'm defined by rap.
Yeah.
It's like quite a nice, confident thing. You know, I know what I am, bruv. I'm defined by rap.
I got to listen to it again, man, to catch all the bits, man. The intro, like you said, when he came in with the, oh, man, too ill, man. A true nice. Wordsmith, poet. Don Dapper.
The Nottingham Nars. He's the Nottingham Nars.
He's the Nottingham Nars.
The Nottingham Nars, this one.
He's right, Illmatic, that guy there. I can't do the accent, but that would be fucking hilarious. We should do that, a skit of a bumpkin guy just going, he's the right Illmatic, man.
No, you're going to get hit. Knots isn't bumpkin, bro.
Obviously not. Big up Knots, man.
had to help you there.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I don't want Knots after me, man. Salute Knots, man. Let's get into listener question. People, send in your questions for us to listen to and we will answer. We will solve your problems. We will enlighten you.
What's this? Listener's question. Talk to me. What's going on? My specs don't look like a proper professional professor. Look. I brought these specs. You know, I bummed the specs on a mission. I always go into the same shop, and say, listen, stop trying to sell me. I want the cheapest fucking ones. You know what I mean? Because you see me every week, you cunts.
Keep breaking them.
So I just grabbed these ones, I put them on, they're cool, and bought them. I didn't see the width. You know, the glasses are meant to be like, try and get them in the same sort of width as your face.
Yeah.
Bruv, I'm fingering
it's huge.
African BBWs with sweaty pom-poms at the side. It's absolutely huge.
They're almost like my Cazals, you know, like the big 80s style. You should get them tinted, man.
The gap. It's a three-finger ting. Look, it's not happening.
Oh, my God.
I didn't look at it properly, bruv. Two fingers and there's like no Panani balls around it. It's just...
Actually, Theme, we got a listener question about your glasses. I should find it, man. Fuck. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. One second.
Yeah, this one's for Theme. If you're out and about and you got yourself in a bit of a sticky situation with a couple of lads and you had your glasses on, would you A, take your glasses off, B, try to defuse the situation, or C, just get the fucking first punch in and be done with it.
Did you hear that? If you get into it, lads? You get into it with a couple of lads and you're wearing your glasses. Now, do you A, take the glasses off? Do you B, try and defuse the situation? Or do you C, try and get the first punch in there? And I don't know what the right at the end was.
There's a little bit more nuance, though, that goes into that, do you know what I mean? When you're a certified killer, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at his stance. Like, how is he standing? Do you know what I mean? What is his hand movement and where are his hands? Do you know what I mean? Is this geezer going down and then the next punch knocking? If it's them kind of lads, you know, you might be thinking...
You'd have to size up.
I'd usually go for the defuse. I'd go for the defuse all the time.
Yeah, me too.
But I wouldn't, be thinking about taking my glasses off. To be fair, that's probably because they were quite the rubbery pair, weren't they? They were the rubbery pair. If someone lashed me in the face whilst I'm wearing them, they'd probably go around my face and bounce back out again. Oof.
Yeah.
I'd never take them off, but they would fall off. Those old cunts. Actually, the frame went in the bin last week.
And I remember you said on a previous episode, I remember you saying how, I think when you got into that little debacle on the train with the kids, that most people in a street fight don't really know how to fight and they tend to just go for a big swing, you know, for the first thing. And you could look, see it coming from a mile away. Like you're saying, look at his stance.
You know, when people come up to you on road, they're like, and they think they're bad, man, or they don't know anything
in
terms of fighting. They come up to you like square on like this.
Yeah, it's the worst.
What are you saying? What are you saying? And then push it. What are you saying? What are you saying? What, you're just giving me every single
the
part
biggest
of your body
surface area that for you to hit. Yeah, exactly.
And your feet are together like this, stand like this. Even if like my mum did one-handed, bam, you might not fall over, but you'd just be walking backwards.
Yeah, the center of gravity will push you backwards. Yeah, exactly.
See, when you're like, you know what I mean? When you've been executing, man, before, you know, you can see these things. You have to look at these things.
Yeah, man. Have you seen that?
This guy is not a fighter.
Well, the guy who sent in the question.
No. The guy, if you can make that decision, this guy is not a fighter.
Yeah. I want
to
send.
If someone comes up to you like that and like starts, you know, like this, you know, and moving and shit like that, and there's two of them, I'd be like, let's, what's going on? Calm it down, boys, calm it down. I don't want to get my head kicked in.
Yeah. Theme. I want to.
What
send
are you looking for?
Okay, I'm going to send you. I'm sending you this video. I want you. You've probably seen it already.
I bun you sending me. I was going to send you.
It's. It might be funny. I might cut this bit out, but it gave me so much joy. This is a classic video from back in the day. I think most people would have seen it. I'm going to play the clip here on the show. I want Theme back to look at it. What if you were going to fight someone and then someone did this? Yeah. Look at this guy in the red shirt. Yeah, so he's obviously squaring
stabilized
up.
Fights.
This is in America. This is like a cholo kind of, you know, Mexicano guy, like, you know, standing there with his like shorts.
He's American, bruv.
But wait, look at the guy in the red. Look what he does.
Oh, the other guy cholo.
No, the cholo's in the black. The white guy in the red.
I've seen this. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's seen it. It's a classic YouTube video. What if someone did that? Like, you were going to fight someone and someone just did a kung fu pose like that. Yeah, just went... come here like in the Matrix when the guy did that. Would you still fight him? I'd just walk away. I'd be like, nah, you know what, bro, I'm good, man. Because you're talking about the stance. What's his stance? What if someone did that stance to you? And the way he's hopping about on his toes,
it's kind of working though, isn't it? Yeah. Like, what's this extra bit now? Jesus Christ,
I haven't seen the rest of the video. I don't know, but I don't know how.
The only bit I like about it is the head turns. He's like looking around him,
and he's keeping his wits about him. Yeah, but what would you do if someone, if you were going to fight someone and someone did that stance? What would you do?
My first thing I'd do, I'd be kicking him in his front leg.
Okay, yeah, just bow in the leg. Yeah,
no, in the front leg.
Yeah, in the front.
Because you never know if someone like is over exaggerating some weird kung fu. I don't even know what stance that is that he's actually doing.
Like praying mantis. I don't know.
But it's not.
It's not. It's not.
But they actually start scrapping.
Yeah. He wins.
Oh, you see what happens? You see what happens? He punches the geezer, but as soon as the fight starts, he loses all of that stance.
Yeah, yeah.
Within seconds, and he's back to this.
Sorry, I haven't watched that video in ages. I just remembered it when you talked about the, when you spoke about the stance of someone. But yeah.
That guy standing with a really long, exaggerated, like really lowered stance like that, I do a bang kick to his shin.
Yeah, to the shin, yeah.
With my shin, right across his front leg, and then you see how he reacts from that. And if it's like, if he either blocks it, then you're like, okay, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not just bollocks with this over-exaggerated stance. He actually knows what he's doing.
Before that, though.
Or you're going to hurt him.
Before that, I'd take a clock at if he's got cauliflower ears. Remember, I mentioned that before. That's one giveaway, you know. I mean, look out for the cauliflower ears. But then kick to the leg. Yeah, that's a good one. Test him out, like testing the water. You know, kick him on the leg, see if he's, yeah, how he reacts to that. Yeah.
And also, you got to look at how big they are, because some people you can kick, it doesn't hurt them because they're so fucking big.
Yeah.
Then ones you just got to be like, right, I'm going to run faster than this guy.
It's true.
Because he's so big.
All right, look, I don't want to talk about fighting for the rest of the episode. Let's go. Next question.
Who would you put on your Mount Rushmore of UK hip hop?
You hear that? Who would you put on your Mount Rushmore? So that's four people. Four people on the Mount Rushmore of UK hip hop. For me now, just off the top of my head, just saying quickly, listing them off, Skinny Man, Rodney P, Roots Maneuver, although Roots Maneuver now, maybe not so much because he hasn't released anything in a long time. But,
yeah, but that's not, yeah, the other presidents haven't come back and been presidents, they're dead.
Yeah, but the things they did during their presidency were so huge that it's lasted this long or whatever.
Like
I don't know.
Brand new second hand.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. Okay, so yeah, okay, Roots Maneuver, and then the fourth one, UK hip hop. So I'm not including grime. So I'm not talking about Skepta, JME, and Dizzy Rascal. I'm not including them in this, even though I would technically class them as rappers and MCs and stuff like that. So it's no disrespect to them, but I'm thinking more of the classic UK hip hop stuff. I'm not thinking of people, man. But do you agree with the Rodney P. Skinny or no?
I'm putting Melanin 9 in there.
Oh.
I'm putting him in there.
Okay, that's a good count.
I'll always say that when it comes to UK.
Yeah, that's...
I'll always say it.
And the question is your
Mount Rushmore. And the amount of mixtapes. And if you want to talk about that, like not much stuff, like the amount of shit as well. But the projects got better and better and better.
Mm. A big element of being on the Mount Rushmore is did you raise the level? You know what I mean? Melanin 9 is definitely one of those fucking people. You know what I mean? There's people who did it fucking well. But did they raise the fucking bar? That's the thing. You know, that's what I
think. And like kept it like, this is proper, true school, true, true hip hop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll put a Melanin 9 on there. I'd have to be, depending on what mood I'm in, I'd put Chess on there.
I was just about to say.
But I don't know about, you know, if you're putting Skinny on there and you've only got four peats you put on there. I know Skinny would put Chess on there.
Most likely, yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows what Skinny would do? But
that Skinny, like Chester P, yeah. He knows Chester P is a bang bang.
Yeah,
always goes on about it. I mean, what about like Life MC?
Yeah, Life and Cy Philly.
You want to chat about freestyles and on the spot body bag freestyle for 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the cat sat on the mat wearing the hat. It is like ridiculous. And some bangers and three albums, I think.
And also raising the bar. Them in the height of their career, they were touring like with Gorillaz, like they were doing big stage stuff. People tend to forget that, man. They were really doing bits like when they were in the height of their ting.
DLC.
You know, so they're nothing to be played around with. I was going to mention Jest as well. I know you wouldn't put him on yours, man. But I was going to say Jest, but then when you mentioned Chester P, I was like, I couldn't put Jest on there without Chester P on there. So I'd probably put Chester before on Mount Rushmore.
None of them, man, exist.
Well,
Chester.
Yeah, to a degree, yeah. Although Jest was early, man. He was early. He wasn't, you know, straggler. He wasn't far after Task Force if at the same time. I think Premonitions EP came out early, man. Maybe at the same time as New Mike Order.
Not as like Chester P was a rapper though.
No,
Task Force is just him and his bruv.
Yeah, but Chester had the advantage because he was in, you know, the Mud Fam. He had Skinny there. He was under the wing of all these people. So he was obviously
MCD in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Very difficult to not put my man on. Very difficult.
For me, it's not difficult because...
Sick rapper.
He did raise the bar and...
Big influence on rap, though, on rappers.
It's true.
He's probably the rapper I feel gets the biggest... When you're talking to other rappers.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who comes up a lot as like, yo, MCD.
From that era, 100%. But I think most people now from... Again, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to throw shade or disrespect because it's not meant that way, but it's kind of obvious. Like anyone who started rapping,
I feel MCD.
Yeah, but anyone who started after 2008 probably won't even know have heard of him. That's the fucked up thing, which is on them.
Started. What you mean? Started life.
Started. No, started rapping, but.
Oh, mate, they'd have to be a fucking utter prick to do that. Hip-hop's what? How old is hip-hop now?
No, I'm talking about MCD specifically. He's run.
Yeah, so look back to 2008 in the own little island of the UK, you're not really getting much going on for your rap fucking
career. But did MCD do a classic album? You know what I mean? Like for people to search out. Like, his features on tracks was... It's like he burnt anybody he was on a track with.
Mixtape King.
And he was on tracks with, like... We're
Weapons
talking
of
about
mass
all
dispersion.
All the people we're talking about from Rodney P, Roots Maneuver, all that. He rapped with all of them and not only held his own, but killed it. You know what I'm saying? So, man. You know what we haven't
and
played
wicked
yet?
Wicked voice, bruv. The voice.
The voice. And the stuff he would talk about was ill as well. There's that famous freestyle that you can see on YouTube of him with Skinny.
I'll tell you who I think is a big upsetting, or so not let down, I don't say let, but I'm upset that he didn't continue to rap. I forgot his name now. I don't want to say his real name. Farmer G's son.
Cyrus? No. What was it?
Farmer G's son.
Yeah, yeah. Cyrus is his name. Nah. Okay, I'm going to have to look it up, man.
We've got to get this. Remember. We both can't remember. We are the most old cunts on earth. Proper fucking pricks. I've got his real name in my head. Remus!
The
blood clot! Remus!
Remus, that's it. Where the fuck did he go? What happened to him? He hasn't been around for well over a decade.
Yeah, no comment, but he did do a lot of shit. And then when he went into that, when I was doing bits for Chester, and they were coming along, he was coming on, but he was coming in some next crew that they'd formed, a bit more like musical, more modern, like sort of lyricism, like sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick, more vibey kind of ting.
Yeah.
Sick. But like mad lyrics. And if he'd have continued, bruv, it'd be like the Shaheem of England, isn't it?
Yo.
He was born by Farmer G, raised by Farms and Chess, blazed with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
everyone on the Highbury estate.
And you know, say, Farmer and Chester were like, they were grooming him to be like the illest rapper alive. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And the other guy, Rag and Bone. Fucking hell, what's happening to my memory, man?
Ramson Badbone.
Ramson Badbone. Yeah, Rag and Bone, man.
They're like the polar opposites.
Yeah, Ramson Badbone is the same sort of thing. He's more the Shaheem. Raised in the playgrounds of Highbury.
Yeah, man. All right, theme. Let's get into some graph critique and then we'll call it a
night. But before we get into some graph critique, I'm going to make it worse for those people who have sent in their graph critique because I want to big up a certain geezer who's been absolutely fucking smashing it.
So we're going to give an Arms House salute to someone.
That's what we're giving.
We were going to try and make that a regular thing, but we
salute. Kind of but to be fair, we've been... We should have done this ages ago.
He's been
smashing it for a long... And there's one photo in particular, Maddie, man, I'm so fucking... we might have to get this photo, by the way. You want to big up Vexer. I want to big up Vexer in terms of work rate, panels, reaches, even insides. In that thing that we did, there was a little inside in between the... I had to clock that. I didn't clock it at the time. But yo, let me show you some of the bits, bruv.
Yeah, he's been...
There's one pinged over. Have a look at this. Look at the lighting on this. Look at the walking up the hill and getting the photo of the whole fucking car.
What we're looking at here is a top-to-bottom whole car on a... Okay, it's an overground thing, but fucking hell. Vexer, V-E-X-R, dosh, in the middle of it.
Mate.
DLC.
Mate. I like his style as well.
DLC, don't
like... It was a style...
Yeah,
I wasn't too sure when I first started seeing it. I was like, is he gonna stick with that?
He's got a couple.
This, I like it.
He's got a couple. I like it. He's got the one that he does like a, it's like he does a line at the top and a line along the, I haven't seen him do this, by the way, but I'm assuming he's got a line at the top, line at the bottom, like, and it's like kind of like a concave thing like this, and then he'll like do his letters inside. Always neat. It's got a little Superman 3D coming from it.
And then he does like V and E and an X, like going down.
And he's got the down rock thing, and then this one
but
here.
Yo, this.
Fucking hell, this one.
Look at the photo, though. It's not just the graph.
The framing of it.
The bits
it, yeah.
behind it. It is fucking banging, bruv, isn't it?
Very nice indeed, man.
That is like, Jesus. And if you're thinking he's like doing yellow BRs,
Nah, yeah.
You know what I mean, man is about the panel life.
There we go. We got
man
another
is
one.
Multiple panel beater another. In one night. You know what I mean? He's killing it.
I like that style too, man. The way he links up the letters.
Nice.
And it's like, again, we've spoken about this on the pod. Like there's people's styles, especially someone as active as someone like Vexer, their style is lynched upon swiftness, speed, you know what I mean? Like you can tell that he does it really quickly, but it's done on a high level.
Everything's
you know what I mean?
Like, nice. Look at the white inside outline of that one. You know what I mean? It's blessed. Everything's, there's no gaps.
But it's still grimy as fuck as well. That's the thing as well. It's mad.
Yeah, grimy as fuck. It's got a background on it. The background's got a border. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like the yellow.
This is a geezer who can actually put up AC. Do you know what I mean? And it means something. Look at this photo, bruv. Look at this next one coming. A couple of people have obviously got this. But this is serious.
Wow. That's the one I was talking about, with the two lines.
That is serious, you know.
So that's a Parisian train on an elevated bit of track.
That's a metro, bro. The metro, yeah.
The metro in Paris on a raised bit of track with the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Elevated section with the Eiffel Tower.
Who's that next to him? Venom. Yeah, I've seen that as well, man. And Bexer, and then...
And he's doing that sort of style that you mentioned. Yeah. That weird perspective thing.
The lines, exactly.
But, bruv, can you imagine having that photo? Wouldn't you just retire from life? I'd just be like, every single wall would have a massive, you spend money on it, you know what I mean? Like proper sexual print in a bad boy frame on every single, be like, Rod, do you remember that when we caught it elevated going past the Eiffel Tower?
That's mad. I've never seen that. Why don't more people, like, because loads of people have done the Paris Metro. Why don't they get this shot as well for their photo?
Loads of people have got that shot.
Oh, is it? Okay, because I've not
seen it. Well, not loads, but I've seen it before.
Okay. All right, sweet. I haven't.
I'm going to send you another one just because, you know, just because we got it. But, yo.
Easy.
Big up Vex. Big up Vexar. Big up Vex.
Vexar.
Love the boat. I love it. I mean, I like that reach.
With the shine, V-E-X. The red and the grey fill, with the stars and the bubbles, white. He loves his white inline as well. Like, he doesn't really do highlights, on these ones anyway. Like, he just does the white inline.
I think it works well, though, that inside white thing. I might start biting that. I just announced it. Man's going to bite that on the regs, bro.
Very nice. And the connections between the V and the E and the X and the S, it seems that's like a, you know, continuation of that, the outline that he has, that he does everywhere. Very cool, man. Very striking. Good use of color. Nice use of space as well. Nicely stretched out along there. Beautiful. Shall we give him a proper Arms House salute theme? Join me.
Arms House salute.
Let's go. Boom. Let us know in the comments who deserves, who you think deserves an Arms House salute, and maybe we will consider doing that.
We won't even listen to your fucking opinions, though, you bugs! You've got to have decades in the game before you can announce you as an Arms House salute.
You know? Yo, party people, we want to give a big, big shout out to Infamy and the people at Infamy, of course. You know what I mean? They're doing bits, but they have graciously given us a discount code for you guys out there, the listeners here. We have a 10% discount from their big cartel. The link is below. If you put in the discount code, all capital letters, ARMSHOUSE10, you get a 10% discount off the website, man.
10% discount off all Infamy products, bruv. Mm-hmm. 10% discount, and they're already not expensive because he does it for the people.
Exactly.
And that's 10% off. But listen, allow Maddie to continue, please.
Yes.
It's better.
So we do have a discount code for a 30% discount, but that only goes to our patrons. So
wait. How much was that?
30%.
30%?
Yes.
Almost a third of the entire product.
You know what I mean? But that's exclusively.
Who gets that?
Only the patrons, the people who are subscribed to our Patreon. The link is below.
Damn.
I will be directly emailing all the patrons. Thank you guys for being patrons. So this is a way of us thanking you.
We were fighting. They didn't want to do it. We had our backs against the wall. We're like, no, the Patreons deserve it. With fucking fists. Fists were flown, bruv.
Yeah, man. So I'll send that code out for them specifically. You know what I mean? And it will be available if you join the Patreon today. Obviously, that will be available to you too.
All right. Right. So, if you were going to go into graph critique after we've just shown someone who's absolutely body bagging the life out of London City.
Yep.
And Paris and other places.
Yep. So here we go.
Now we're going to go to your little waffle on a bit of wall. Let's have a look.
Please send in your graph for us to critique here on the pod. You can send it via the email or via the DMs on Instagram. All the links are below. Theme, I've just sent you one now. Describe what it looks like and then let me know your thoughts.
It looks like a dub with letters that doesn't, they don't, each one of them doesn't know what they're doing.
Okay.
That's the best way to describe it. And I think it says same, and it's a silver dub with a black down rock shadow with like blue lines in it, with a green background and then either a lighter or a darker green sort of or shadow thing.
I think he's done a shadow and then with the same color done a one time by the looks of it. Kind of a fady bit,
but the letters, man, they're like, for me, they're really off key. Like, I don't know why they have to be like so like squished, narrow and tall like that. The S.
I mean, it's not barely a massive spot to paint a five. Oh, yeah, four, I mean, I guess
just adjust, isn't it? Just adjust, isn't
it? I thought it said sable. I thought it said S A B L E, but now you know what? Now you said same. Yeah, that maybe that isn't M, but that goes to show to your point about the letters, the way they're structured. The E and the S have some.
You could say Sahi. Could say S A H I E.
Yeah, true.
I thought it was an M.
No, yeah, and now
but the E. M. Like, what is going on, bruv?
I think the E and the S.
You know, can I just say something before you take this away?
Yeah, go.
This is what you said about you back in the day. I've got to do something different. And then you come up with stuff like this.
Mm.
And yeah, sweet, you've done something different, but it doesn't like give you much fucking cred because it's just too like. We don't know what it says. The M, if that is an M,
there's no tag.
It's a bit of like a frowsy kind of weird M, which isn't very like, you know, set in with the rest of the dub or like in much of a nice style.
Mm-hmm.
And then your A is like this kind of really aggressive, trying to like almost more aggressive letter style, as is the S. The E is like got these extra bits coming out of it. I can't even look at the E. It makes me want to fucking slap my mother around her face. But then he's run out of space at the bottom, so the arrow's really too thin. And then I just don't like, you know.
Yeah, man.
Just not a fan of it. I would much prefer this person, yeah, has got a bit of can control and mm-hmm. can do a bit of graph. If they just did like something more readable
mm-hmm.
and coherent with style, you know what I mean, and not change the style, because for me the M, I don't know what it is, it just changes the style. For at least the S and the A and even maybe the last E are like kind of in the same style.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got that frowsy mess, like some sort of like, you know, your grandmother's nani flaps hanging down in the summer's dress, bruv. You know what I mean? It's like, fucking put it away, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. I mean, let me start.
Yeah, man.
Let me start with, I agree with some of your points, but I disagree with some of them as well.
The granny's nan flaps.
that bit, I fully agree. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's really crisply done. It's very neat. You know what I mean? It's obviously on a legal spot, you know what I mean? By the looks of it, maybe not, but it looks like it. Now, in some parts, it's a little bit too crisp. Like his 3D, he's trying to make it like a Superman, like really subtle Superman going down to the middle. Like there's a vanishing point and he's got these long blue, light blue bits and he's got them really neatly stacked, but they're not like properly angled. So it stands out even more because they're so neat. It stands out that they're wonky, you know what I mean? To me, which is like a double-edged sword because I got to big them up for being neat, but then, you know, you got to get the angles right if you're going to do that. Now, I see this style. It sort of reminds me a little bit of like San Francisco styles, you know, the kind of gothic kind of, but not fully. He's not got fully down that lane, but I could see
mixed in with like a little bit of DFM for some reason. Yeah. Like that was like a NEM or M. You could sort of, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I'm not into the M or the BL.
Different styles.
Or whatever it's supposed to be. And I'm not into the lowercase A that he's done as well. I see what he's trying to do, but I'm not into it. The S and the E, I can live with. The E, he fucked it because he ran out of space and the arrow, if you compare it to the S arrow, yeah. It's like so much thinner and it's obviously just trying to squeeze it in there, so he just fucked it with that. But the general shape of the E and the little bits, and it links with the S, like, you know, you can tell it's the similar style that he's put on. I think this guy, because I don't want to tell him to keep it simple, because I can tell from this, I could be wrong, but from
he's what I'm bored of keeping it simple.
I think he's been keeping it simple and now he's trying
to come up with a new style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what comes across. So, okay, keep trying maybe. Maybe, you know, work with your space a bit better. You know what I mean? The M, if that's supposed to be an M, you didn't quite hit it on that one, so better luck next time, you know what I mean? The A, you could work on that A and get it better for sure. Can control's there. The green, I like the green, you know what I mean? And I kind of like how he didn't have a one-time color, so he just did a black kind of fade around it and then did the one-time, so it stands
the
out.
The S is, you know? All right, isn't it? The S is,
the S is cool. I like the S, you know, and he's done loads of cutbacks. It's really sharp and shing, shing, like, you know what I mean? No highlights on it, which I think highlights would have pinged it off, I think, a bit better. Yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, I'm not super mad at it. It's just the M or the BL, whatever that fucking supposed to be.
Well, thank God for that.
He fucked it.
Amber's not going to give you a beatdown. He's not super made.
I'm going to resist from fucking your shit up.
Fuck your shit up, son.
All right, let's end on this motherfucker right here.
What's the time? 8:45. You're fucking lucky we're still recording Arms House here, yeah, you fucking bastards.
This one is obviously in Leek Street. Theme's favorite place in the world. It says Vile, V-I-L-E. Sorry, Akit.
Sorry, Akit.
It's red or orangey fill fading into an orangey thing. It's got like these, like, I don't know, yellowish kind of bits going through it. White outline, blue clouds, and one time around the outside. Funky, weird style. The V is really big and thick. The I is my favorite letter, looks really cool, but then the L goes mad skinny, and then the E just goes whoop, and just hiding behind the L too much. And then I like the little, like the two circles on either side with the peace sign on it, you know, kind of looks cool. And he's got little isms flying off the end of the E and the top of the V. It's cool, you know, white outline, like I said, with a shadow to the left. I mean, obviously, you know, it's obviously a quick thing. He didn't spend mad amounts of time on this thing. I think it looks cool. It does the job. Just the L and the E, I think he could have done better.
Yeah, the L is way too tucked behind for me. The E, you could probably blag it, but the L is too tucked behind. But it doesn't really matter because it's such a quick piece of shit.
Yeah, well, we've said, I reckon he struggles with that negative space, with the L. So you've got the bottom bar of the L, and now you've got, and then you've got an E, which has a, like kind of a, if you do a capital E, it's a straight back. If it's a rounded E, then you can get away with putting it behind the L a bit more and filling that negative space, which obviously he's trying to do. But I think he might struggle with that sometimes, maybe not. But it's got a funky flow to it. It's like live and vibrant, the piece, you know what I mean? It's kind of, it would look better.
Live and vibrant, just like life in Leek Street.
Exactly.
Let's all get down there and do live and vibrant pieces.
Woo-hoo! Yes, man. All right, big up Vile. There's not really, again, it's one of them ones. It's not that bad, but it's not amazingly good. So it's not like that we can really
look at the reach. Let's have a look at
the reach. Let's zoom in. He's bigged up Zoe's. Oh, there we go, on the far right. Yeah, there's not. Yeah, the reach. And also the dot of the eye.
It's pure. It's in writing with pure. Oh, it says pure Vile. As in pure disgustingness. No?
And the eye, the dot of the eye, who does that with the, like, the angry face lines on
SFL
the eye?
And like Koza.
Yeah. If he's down with them, then cool. But if he's not, then I don't know.
You're gonna get poked on road, bro.
I don't know if you can do
See,
that.
See, everyone's
really.
There, like, for doing a piece of Leek. It's not worth getting poked for doing a piece of Leek. You know, them ones, two twos, bro.
One more thing, and this is actually a good one because I see a lot of people do this. Now, you see on the E, on the main curve bit at the top, he did that line. Like connecting both sides of the thing. And he's done it in the bottom of the I and the bottom of the L. The way he's done it on the left side of the V, he's angled it upwards and done a little notch in it and then a nut. Either do a crack and make it look like a crack, or if you're going to do one of them lines, it's hard for me to explain it now, but I'm just going to say that's the wrong way to do it. Okay, the wrong way. I say wrong in inverted commas. Obviously, there's no real wrong way, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like for me, he should have done it on the right-hand side of the V and just done just a slick little line there. Or at the top of the left side
just
of the
V. Just a little line.
Anyway.
Just a little line.
I think he's done a bit much on that one. But again, that's nitpicking here. All right, party people. Thank you for sending that in, though, Brother Vile. Big up all the Arms House
team. Brother Vile.
Brother Vile. Get your asses down to Piccadilly. Go check out the 10-foot show. Let us know your thoughts on it. If you've already been, let us know in the comments.
Big up Tox and Fume as well.
We'll pick a winner for next week. You could win that Zonk. tag. Show them up in the show. Hang it up in the air.
Nearly pushed my beer over getting the zonk tag for you.
Yeah, man. And also, very importantly, we got to say this episode drops on Wednesday. So this Friday, 28th of March.
It's Friday.
Theme and Ill Move Sporadic
Batter have an EP drops.
Batter Them EP.
The three-track EP.
You've all been waiting for it. It drops this Friday, people. We really need
you've
you guys to support.
You've all been waiting for.
We need you to support.
The Batter Them EP.
Go stream it and, you know, whatever. Do whatever you need to do with it.
Produced by Ill Move Sporadic, man. Give them a follow. They're fucking mates. Completely independent beats, the way they make them boys there.
And they've done some ill.
They did some ill shit with me, even though I've seen that. Remember that tune, Drastic Blows?
Yeah.
Drastic Blows, he raps, he spoils, and smacks, spasty clothes, like they pack plastic clothes. I was like, fucking hell.
Big up, Ill. They made that. And they got some ill beats, they've done some ill projects. I'll put their link below.
N81 and One Boss. And don't forget that after that, the Ray and Theme Vendetta project drops, all produced by Ray, all sick beats and Bosch. The 28th, the Batter Them EP, the new anthem, the London City, the all insides anthem, even accepting insides on, just for the release though, on the BRs, just for the release.
Yes.
But a lot of people say they can't get it out of their head, man. They're loving that tune. And one of them ones where it comes together.
It really
sometimes
did.
Sometimes it just comes together and it's nice.
I think you hit a nail. That
Friday, 28th on Spotify. On that's it.
We did have an idea though, Theme, and I want to put it out there. When it drops on Friday, if you want to put a video of you doing a tag, it doesn't even have to be your own tag, but a video of you doing a tag, but with the song Batter Them playing in that reel on Instagram or on a story, and you tag Arms House to Your Mom's House Pod on that reel or on your story, we're gonna make notes of who does that, and then we might have a prize for a winner for the best one that does it, and we'll play it on the pod and we'll give some love. So do that on Friday when it drops, because it will be on Spotify and all that stuff. Maybe we'll give you an infamy pack or something along those lines. So that's a good way to support the song. If you want to support Theme and his music and IMS and all this stuff and the Arms House, upload a video of you
if
doing
it. If you
want
to be a part of the London sensation of the inside anthem, bruv.
Yes. So, yeah, let's show some support.
Yeah,
use that song.
Give it a listen, innit? You get me?
Use that song for all your graffiti videos and stuff like that.
I was there. You'll remember. It's such a banger. You'll remember where you were. You know what I mean? In 20 years' time, you'd be like, I remember the Bakerloos.
Let's make it a classic, people. Let's make it a fucking hip-hop UK classic. You know what I mean? And we're going to go out to one of the tunes that's coming out on that EP. Do you want to set it up, Theme, quickly, and we'll go out?
Yeah, that one is called Nuts.
These
and it's nuts. About me and Amber having these nuts. Suck on these nuts.
Yo.
It's just another one of the tunes off the EP.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be nice to go out to it.
No one's heard.
Never heard. Yeah, never heard before.
You're getting an exclusive Arms House to Your Mum's House.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
All right, peace, Theme.
Decades. Decades.
I'm out. Peace, peace, peace.
Decades. Peace. Yo. Yeah. Even got Amber on the hook.
Chickity check. Microphone check. Chickity check. Microphone check. Two chickity check. Microphone check. Hey yo, IMS and Theme be the highest indeed. Music we produce feel like it's iron and steel. Forget the price, man, nice. What you buying is real. Rhyming is skilled, combined with the time and the seal. That's what's good, it's all mine. What you iron is still. Half crook, bars shook, try quiet and doubt. I've been through mad bumpy roads and done iron them out. To iron and doubt, I'm rhyming down mountains and rhyming in clouds. Rhyming circles round rhymers with rhymes that have clout. Never drop lines and lines iron about. Hey yo, the difference, if you didn't figure, is when I'm spitting down. Sound like I'm trying it out. Unifying the division and defending the belts. More medals than Phelps. Finished them early, never been 12. In it for me, myself. I'm not in it for wealth. I choose life, choose health, choose everything else. So chickity check, microphone check one. Chickity check, microphone check two. Microphone on, soldiering on. Line flames ignite at any time like a smoldering bomb. Jiggity check, microphone check one. Jiggity check, microphone check two. Balls are fucking huge, but the scrotum is strong. Sober but gone, you'll notice that the flow is the one.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?